Hello, and thank you for listening to Cruising the Waves podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you cruise information right from the source, right from the people who work in the industry. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new podcast with a representative from the cruise lines, river and ocean cruise lines, and also expedition cruises too. This way, you get the information straight from the source, factual information, not rumors or people guessing, but real information from those who work in the industry. Each week, I meet with my BDM, who is my business development manager from each cruise line. They have the inside scoop on all the news from the high seas. Remember to check out Plenty of Sunshine Travel on the web, and here you'll find all the group cruises that we have planned. We've locked in some amazing rates and some great perks too, so check those out. Also check out our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube, to see pictures and videos of everything discussed here today. Want to get into the conversation? Visit us on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to post any questions you might have, and I'll be sure to include them in the next episode for you. For help in booking your own cruise experience that was discussed on this week's topic or any other vacation you could dream of, you can contact me at kathleen@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. On this week's Cruising the Waves podcast, episode number 144, we'll be meeting with Vicky from Paul Gauguin Cruises, and we are going to be looking at some incredible itineraries through the French Polynesian that is only offered in 2025, and this is a brand new itinerary for them. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel, and remember to hit that share button. Over to the podcast! Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Cruise Chat. I'm Kathleen Penner, owner of Plenty of Sunshine Travel, and today I'm joined by Vicky. And Vicky is from Paul Gauguin Cruises, and I am so excited to learn more about your cruise line. And I mean, my goodness, French Polynesia. And I was just saying to Vicky, you know, every picture I see, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's absolutely stunning. It's like eternal sunshine. And I just can't wait to learn more about it. So I'm just going to turn this right over to you.
Well, lovely. Thank you. You know, there's a couple of things that I want to say just based on the introduction is truly anyone that has ever been to French Polynesia will tell you it's more beautiful than any picture you've ever seen.
Amazing.
And it's remarkable because I'm going to show you some really amazing pictures. Mm-hmm. But I do have to also say it is a tropical destination. So we'll talk about, you know,
it does rain.
You know, that sort of thing as well.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, it does rain there. It's just every picture you see, it's just so gorgeous. You know, the ocean blends right into the sky. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, as we started talking about weather, I'll just tell you, typically what happens is it's beautiful, beautiful weather, and then you get a torrential downpour for about a half hour, and then it clears off for days on end.
Oh,
so it's not very often that we get day after day of rain. But let's talk about French Polynesia. I like to kind of mention the destination because I think there's a lot of misconception with a lot of people. They think we're closer to Fiji, perhaps, mm-hmm. than we are. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk about why you'd want to travel to French Polynesia, why, of course, you want to travel on Paul Gauguin Cruises.
Right.
And talk about our offers we have. We're recording this today. It's January 16th of 2024. We have a brand new offer that just came out today. So I'll end with telling you about this brand new offer we have for the next month as well, too.
Oh, wonderful. That worked out well.
Amazing. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. So we are actually, it was a great timing because we planned this a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, about 6 months in advance usually is when I book all you guys. So great. We've picked well.
So we are celebrating our 25th anniversary. Actually, 2023 was our 25th anniversary in French Polynesia. Mm-hmm. The ship is the longest single deployment of any luxury vessel. So what that means is the ship was purposely built for French Polynesia. Mm-hmm. And it has been there for the last 25 years. Of course, we're continually updating and refurbishing, but it is the longest deployment of a luxury vessel. So no other vessel in history has ever been in the same destination or in any destination for that period of time. And our home is French Polynesia. Mm-hmm. As much as you would think that maybe we're about the cruise, really we're very much about the destination. Mm-hmm. And the cruise is just a lovely way to see the islands.
Right.
So the islands themselves, French Polynesia is actually the official names. Often you hear them, we'll refer to it as the islands of Tahiti. I think it's because mm-hmm. the word Tahiti, a lot of people know that word. They know Bora Bora, they know the word Moorea. Mm-hmm. But just know it's a group of 118 islands. Mm-hmm. In the ocean, they take up the area the size of about Europe, but the landmass is only the size of Prince Edward Island. So mm-hmm. Very little landmass.
Yeah.
very few people, to about 300,000 people in total live in the island. And it is closer than most people imagine. It is 8 hours direct nonstop out of Los Angeles on a flight, eight and a half hours, just depending which way you're going.
Right.
We also have direct flights out of San Francisco and out of Seattle now, which is really great on Air Tahiti Nui. They have Dreamliners that go out of San Francisco or out of Seattle and Los Angeles now, which is really good, especially for folks in the West.
Right.
And it is, if you think of where Hawaii is north of the equator, Tahiti is south of the equator, the same distance. But, you know, Tahiti in a year receives the same amount of tourists as Hawaii does in just 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what
it's really unspoiled then. That's amazing.
Exactly. Just a beautiful, unspoiled paradise.
Yeah.
As I alluded to, the ship, actually, the size of this vessel is actually the secret to our success. It's almost 20,000 tons, so it's quite large. And it's large enough to offer a luxury experience, but yet small enough to get close into the islands like this. So it was purposely built with a shallow draft. So the draft is the amount of ship more or less underneath the water.
Right.
And that's what gives us the ability to get so close into the destination like this. So when you see mass market ships, when you see large ships, you're never going to see them this close into the islands. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when I talk about sustainability and the various things that the islands.
And plus they'd have to tender, and it would take so long on a larger ship to get off and explore the area you're there for. And yet with you guys having a smaller number, you can get on board, you know, get onto shore, pardon me, just so fast. It's incredible.
Right. And you know, only 330 guests on board is the maximum size. So it's actually quite large. It's just that we never put more than 330 guests. And that is such a good point when you're tendering. You know, some cruise lines put more people on their tenders than we put on our 20,000 ton ship. Right? So it's just,
wow.
That's what it's about, is convenience and ease and no lineups and waiting, and also no nickel and diming.
Right.
Because we are all inclusive. And it's really thanks to that all-inclusive aspect of the brand that our guests arrive, and it's so easy going because everything is taken care of. So as much as this is a fabulous destination, it is not inexpensive when you're there in terms of meals and accommodations. So when you consider the fact that we include all of the beverages, the non-alcoholic, the alcoholic beverages, it's all top shelf liquors, beautiful wines, open bar, so throughout the day. And then we also include multiple dining venues, so you don't pay extra for alternative dining. We include the Wi-Fi. We include all the gratuities. So really, about the only thing you can pay for on board are shore excursions and spa treatments. Every cruise line charges you for spa treatments.
But
I'll show you, too, a couple of our retreats that we have. And we always include also the tenders that take you into the islands. And if there's a, you know, an area to go to that you need transfers to, an area to get to a beach or something like that, usually that's included if we don't enter right into the main hub of the destination that we're going into. So you can really do it without any excursions. But if you want to flight see and scuba dive and that sort of thing, you do pay additional for the shore excursions. I think where we're different than any other luxury cruise line, because we are considered luxury, is we're very informal in terms of the dress code. So no formal evenings on board. So you get the best food and the best service, but you just don't have to bring your tuxedo and your gowns and to Tahiti.
Yes, which saves a lot of packing room too. And then you can bring more souvenirs back home. So that's actually a good thing.
And I would say, you know, our guests dress well, but just none of the formality that you see on some of the mass market ships. Well, and even some of the other luxury brands for sure. This is really what differentiates us from pretty much every brand, our private retreats and our hosts that we have on board. So we call them the Gauguins and the Gauguin, and that's the boys and girls. And they are a troop of Polynesians. They are your hostesses. They greet you when you arrive. They are entertainers. The Polynesian people are some of the most beautiful, amiable, lovely people you can ever imagine meeting.
Wonderful.
And they're extremely proud of their history and their culture, and they love to share their culture with guests. So they're doing everything from performances on board the ship to when we're in the private beaches, they're maybe showing guests how to tie a pareo or to cultivate a pearl, all kinds of activities, maybe Tahitian language or dance lessons. So they really do make this an authentic experience for the clients because, as I said, we're so much about the destination, not necessarily just the chef. As much as we want to bring folks to French Polynesia, we want them to leave with a true understanding of the people and the culture of this amazing destination.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I know every cruise line tells you they have great crew. I'm telling you, you know, Kathleen,
Yes.
everyone you talk to, people when they return, they just say the crew are truly exceptional. They remember your name. They remember the cocktails you had the night before, the way you had your steak cooked. They love to anticipate guests' needs. And just many of them have been on board for more than 10 years. We have five that have been on board for their full 25 years.
Wow.
Well, we do let them off every now and again, but they've had contracts for the full 25 years. So
Incredible.
you have happy crew, you get happy guests,
Oh,
right?
and I was going to say that you can really tell a work environment by how long people stay in that role. And if someone's been there for 25 years, you know that they've got it made in the shade. Like it's just beautiful and they're happy there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and then when they're happy, they make the guests happy too, which
Yes.
is fabulous too. We
Absolutely.
do offer longer port stays. So again, part about being about a destination is longer port stays. So when you see the times that we arrive into port, as well as Bora Bora and Moorea, and many of our itineraries, we overnight.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And really quickly, I'm just going to walk you through our various restaurants, just so you can see that we do have multiple dining venues. They're included in the cost. It's all open dining, so you dine when you want, with who you want, where you want. La Veranda is open for breakfast and lunch, and then in the evenings it becomes a really cool sort of French-inspired restaurant with a degustation or a tasting menu.
Oh, wow.
Le Grill is outdoors. It's always in a covered area, except when we're in Bora Bora or when we overnight. Then we take it out by the pool, and it is Polynesian fusion cuisine. And then L'Étoile is our main dining room, so it's open in the evenings. It has full international cuisine, lots of choices, variety. The menu changes every night. Very nice small portions, so it's easy to order multiple courses. So it's easy to have a soup, a salad, an appetizer, an entree, cheese cart, dessert. Open bar, so
Wow.
it's very easy to
Yeah.
try lots of things.
Well,
And
that's good.
then.
And then you can sample a lot of things and not feel like you're overstuffed and you're going to be rolled out of the dining room.
Exactly.
Also, that's amazing. That's perfect because you always want to try different things you wouldn't normally try. So it's a
Yeah.
perfect time to do it.
Yeah. And if folks are, if you're the kind of person that wants a Caesar salad and steak every night, there's the most basic thing too, all different choices and varieties as well too.
Yeah.
In addition, we have course by course dining in your stateroom or suite. Anything that's being served in L'Étoile, you can have. We have a lavish barbecue on one of the private beaches. We have early risers breakfast. We have high tea. So there's other choices and variety for dining as well. And we do have open or full performances every evening. So often it's the beautiful hip swaying dancers. We have a crew show actually, which is amazing too. The crew are really talented.
Yeah.
And but cultural experiences, we bring on performances from the islands as well.
Right.
Lots of folks we get think it's just sun and sand, but very much about the culture of the destination, as I've mentioned a few times. And we do have lectures on every sailing. So it could be marine biologist, whale and dolphin expert. More as we get on the longer sailings, just because our shorter sailings are so port intensive. But lots of opportunities for lectures as well
That's great.
in the destination too. Marina off the aft of the ship. So the paddleboarding and the kayaking is included. We also have a PADI certified dive program. So if anyone's a diver, there is an additional charge for diving, but it's very inexpensive. It's all small groups. We do diving. We have dive masters right on board the ship. So you go right from the marina on the ship in a ski boat or a Zodiac like this, and you go out and do your diving.
Amazing. That's great.
We get lots. So we do have dive masters right on board, as I said too. So we do get quite a few divers on board.
Great.
And we just had a refurbishment about a year and a half ago. And you can see all of the staterooms and the public areas were completely renovated.
Yes.
Everything from 600 square foot staterooms to our outside staterooms to the lowest we have is a bell or a porthole. stateroom. So it's the exact same as this stateroom, just without the balcony. No inside staterooms, as you can imagine. But
Great.
I will tell you, the staterooms are nice, lovely size. There's a both size bathtub in all of the staterooms. There's a mini bar, beautiful beddings and bathrobes and linen. But you really do want a balcony in French Polynesia. So 70% of the ship is balconies. You want to wake up and open the balcony and sit out and have your breakfast served or appetizers in the afternoon and smell the fresh air.
Beautiful.
So I do encourage folks to look at the balcony staterooms.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Just want to talk about sustainable tourism. I think, you know, as much as it's a phrase, it's become popular in the last few years, it's actually something that the Tahitians have been practicing for many, many years. Mm-hmm. There's been a fishing ban that they call Rahui, and there's only certain types of fish are they're allowed to fish. This is for hundreds of years in mm-hmm. certain areas. There's been no international fishing license that's been given in French Polynesia. It is the largest marine sanctuary in the world.
Oh, lovely.
And in the last couple of years, very much like Venice has done, the mm-hmm. islands are limiting. They're limiting the amount of guests. They want to keep the tourism under 300,000 people. So that encourages, or that keeps the islands pristine, as well as, you know, for the people that live in the islands as well.
Mm-hmm.
But any ship with over 700 guests and under, and that are there year round, take precedence. So pretty much Paul Gauguin.
Yay!
And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. If they're over 1,200 guests, they cannot go into Bora Bora.
Oh.
So the larger ships, any ship with 3,500 guests or more, can stop. Mm-hmm. They can make a technical stop in Papeete, but that's it. They can't sail right into the islands like we do.
Oh, so you've got such a big advantage then, because you can get right in having that smaller ship and the relationships that you've built over 25 years.
That's exactly right. So when you're thinking about food provisions and a first choice of shore excursions and those kinds of things, we get them just because we have the relationships that we built for so many years, right?
Absolutely, yes.
As I mentioned, it is the largest marine sanctuary in the world. And on board, we do many things. In the recent dry dock, the most important thing we did was eliminate the use of heavy oil fuel. But everything from the larger containers in the staterooms, we have change the shower heads so that they're using less water. Everyone, when they arrive on board, they're given a bottle, and there's water replenishment statements or areas throughout the vessel.
Right, yeah.
Supporting local communities is so important. As I mentioned, the Gauguins, that's the troop that's on board. They are local people that we hire, and it's a good opportunity for them to move on to other hospitality positions in mm-hmm. French Polynesia. We have people that work on the marina and other folks that work on the ship as well that are local Polynesians that we do hire.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Even,
yeah.
I like that.
Our kids program is even in conjunction with a turtle sanctuary in French Polynesia. We mm-hmm. have a kids program from ages 6 to 15. It's only in July and August and in December.
Okay.
And it's a hands-on interactive learning program for kids.
Oh, lovely.
And it's complimentary, so there's no additional charge for that.
Oh, phenomenal. That's great. I like that. Because then the kids can learn a lot and respect the area that they're in as well, and just, you know, learn about the culture and visiting it. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two private retreats. I mentioned this a couple of times. So the first, as much as people in your mind, you are thinking you want to go because you want to go to Bora Bora and Moray and mm-hmm. Papeete, which
right.
is the main island that you fly into on or the area in Tahiti.
Mm-hmm.
But so the highlight often is Motumahana, which is our private beach. And the only people that ever go here are our guests.
Okay.
They own the island. And it is a beautiful day where we have the barbecue. We have everyone's drinking out of coconuts. Lots of fun. There's a floating bar here. We have the activities, the paddle boards, the kayaks. The Gauguins are there, as I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing and dancing. And it's just a really fun day. The water here is 28 degrees year round. It's crystal clear, bathwater warm. You can walk out on the one side 15 minutes straight out into the ocean, and you're up to your chest in bathwater, warm water.
Oh my
and then
goodness.
On the other side, there's, as you can see on the picture on the left, is drift snorkeling. So you kind of, if you're a lazy snorkeler like me, you just kind of lay atop the
mm-hmm.
reef, and it kind of shoots you to the back. further down, then you can kind of walk up the other side and go back and snorkel again. So it's lots of fun. And we do include the snorkel gear as well.
Oh, good. And it looks crystal
As well.
clear. I mean, that's
It absolutely
beautiful
is.
water. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Which is just great for snorkeling. If you're, I'm a snorkeler, not a scuba diver.
Yep,
You
same
can
here.
literally stand in the water up to your chest and see stingrays and every kind of coral and fish you could possibly imagine. You can see
Incredible.
sharks too.
Oh my goodness, wow. Do you know
Yeah.
which kind of sharks? The sharks that you eat
Reef tip,
or
reef sharks.
the better
Yeah,
ones? Reef
reef
sharks,
sharks and black tip reef sharks and lemon sharks is
okay.
usually what we eat. So
The
like
safe
4 or 5 feet.
sharks, good idea.
Pardon me.
I said the safer sharks, good idea, thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, exactly. They're small enough. You know what, actually, even if you, I'm not adventurous, but even if you try and touch them, they take off. Like you couldn't possibly touch them if you
Yeah,
tried.
oh, I bet.
They're pretty used to tourists, I think, too.
Right. Yeah, they know that they're not going to hurt them, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in contrast, our private beach that we have in Bora Bora is sand and trees and a cooler with drinks. It's we do have a few lounge chairs there now, but typically people take towels from the ship and just lay in the sand. It's amazing. You can see this view. The on the right is a you can see the colors of blue. They actually say that Tahiti has a painter's palette of blue and the colors of the ocean. You can
Okay.
absolutely see this here. And this is iconic with the view. This is Mount Otamanu in the background, which is when you look at pictures of Bora Bora, that's usually the iconic mountain that they show. So it's just this is talk about, pinch yourself kind of days where you're just amazed at how beautiful everything is. But
Yeah,
this
you're
is just
absolutely right. It's got all the different hues and it just changes the color as you're looking at the picture. Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, it truly is.
Yeah, I'm ready to
So
go. What about you guys? Let's go. It's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
I, as you can imagine, I've worked for PogoGam for 15 years. I've been quite a few times, but even I get excited when I look at these pictures because, oh my goodness, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah, you just do a countdown of when am I going next?
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I just want to really quickly talk about itineraries. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I am going to talk about each itinerary, but I'm not going to go into them in depth because I know Kathleen, you can. They can reach out to you, and you can talk to them
Absolutely.
more
Yep.
about,
Info
based
at
on your.
sunnysunshinetravel.com. Absolutely. Just reach out to me.
Yeah, and the differences between the itineraries and if they are divers or not, or what they're looking for. So you can absolutely recommend. But I'll just
Yes.
quickly tell you our this is our core itinerary. We've had this itinerary for. Well, since the beginning of PogoGam Cruises, and it's one where we overnight in Bora Bora and Moorea, and then we have that private beach day in Motumahana. If you only have 7 days, this is a perfect itinerary because it's quintessential French Polynesia. New in 2025, we've never done this itinerary before, but instead of the overnight in Moorea, we're sailing into Raiatea. We haven't sailed to Raiatea for 11 years, and it has great cultural significance to the Polynesians. So if you really only have 7 days and you want to see as much as you can, this is a fabulous itinerary that we have. But as I said, only in 2025. And
Perfect.
then for divers, the Tuamotus are very popular for divers. The Tuamotus is the largest marine sanctuary, or sorry, the sorry, I'm just trying to think. It's the largest lagoon, second largest lagoon in the world. Sorry. And then Fakarama is a UNESCO World Biosphere. So if anyone's a diver or a
Know
snorkeler,
exactly what that means. Yeah. Goodness, that's gorgeous.
this is another new itinerary too that we're doing in 2025 only. And this one we have that overnight in Fakarama. And so it's just more intensive into the Tuamotu, still again, a 10-day itinerary. And then Cook Islands is very popular for Canadians. I think they like the combination of French Polynesia and then the New Zealand Maori kind of feel of the Cook Islands, but we do that on an 11-night itinerary. 14-night itineraries, two different ones into the Marquesas. The Marquesas, they're the most remote group of islands in the world. And they are different. They're very different in that it's very rugged coastline. So there's not great beaches in the Marquesas. It's more about rugged coastline and just wild wilderness, more horses, wild horses than there are people in the
Oh
islands.
goodness. Wow,
So
that's different.
very exotic, very untouched. And then you do get the rest of that itinerary, you get some great beaches, but not all about beaches in the Marquesas. Every year we have, and I'll say, I don't think we're doing this in 2026, but 2024, 2025, we are going to Fiji where we cross the dateline, sail into Tonga, and come back.
Oh, neat.
And then some real one-off itineraries because we're doing another dry dock in 2025. And we are sailing to from Fiji to Bali in January of 2025 on a 20-night itinerary. And then into from Singapore to Australia, April 1st. There's only this one sailing on a 14-night itinerary. And
Goodness.
then Melanesia from Australia to Fiji on April 15th. And those itineraries are quite intensive in terms of port or sea days. So you have a good combination of lots of time on the ship and lots of time in the destination.
Oh,
So
beautiful.
more sea days than we typically have.
Oh, gorgeous.
If anyone's celebrating any sort of a milestone birthday or anniversary, it's a very popular destination, of course, for this. We have a beautiful Polynesian blessing ceremony we do on board that is complimentary. And like I said, lots of folks celebrating some sort of a milestone birthday or anniversary. And we do, Kathleen, I know you have lots of options. We can do pre or post for you. But you have other relationships as well that you can do. Offer quite a few more. So you either book them through us or you book with some of the other suppliers, which is great. But there is, the beautiful Oldowater bungalows, if that's what people would like to do. There's lots of options for those as well as some, working them in conjunction with the cruise.
And that's neat that you offer it with sandals because, I mean, you're obviously going to be pampered with sandals. They're known for that. And then they go right on board with you guys, and it's
It's not
incredible.
sandals though. I'm just interested in why you say sandals. It's not
I
sandals.
kick off your oh, kick off your sandals. Never mind, I read it wrong.
Oh, okay.
I read kick off your sandals and I read sandals. So
Oh
my
no. I
bad.
understand what you're saying. But you do know that the Overwater bungalows actually are originally from French Polynesia. It was a gentleman from California that they started them. I could go on for a half hour presentation just about the startup of the Overwater bungalows. But the sandals, right, the resorts, they do have them in the Caribbean. So this is, yeah,
My mistake.
it's
I just read that quick and I read it wrong.
like,
So
where does it say saddle? I understand. No, I understand.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
And I just want to talk about price a little bit because I've told you that we're all inclusive and we're luxurious, but I just want to make sure that you're not leaving with the impression that we are expensive. We have Canadian residence rates year round. You will never see them published. So when you speak with Kathleen, of course, she knows about them. So she'll be able to get you the lowest price. But right now, we start from $3,237 US. That's for a 7-day sailing in an outside stateroom. And then, as I mentioned, we have everything up to 20-day sailings and owner suites and larger estates and
No, that price is incredible for what you're getting, and even without it, that's an incredible price. Wow.
well, when you think about it, I think people are traveling to far less exotic destinations and spending, at least as much if not more. But it's just it is
I agree.
closer than a lot of people imagine.
Well, you know what? I had a client book. They went to Hawaii and the South Pacific, and they paid far more than that on their 7-day cruise with a mass market line. And the room wasn't anything the sizing that you're going to be providing, plus all of everything included. So that is a really incredible price.
Yeah, I think when you consider the open dining, the just the choices and varieties on board, the open bar, whether you drink alcohol or not, just having your cappuccino and bottled water and everything like that, and your gratuities. And there's something lovely about having the gratuities included because you get this gracious service without any expectations, right? Which is really nice too. This is the
You don't need
promotion
to be thinking, I'm going to get
I
room service. I better get out some money to make sure I give them this, or I'm going to, make sure I set aside some tipping money. And I'm sure that, the people on board would welcome it, but it's not necessary at all. So
Yeah,
that's
it's
the
you really
price.
don't. People are not they're gratuities. If they like to, there's a crew fund that you can donate to on board that you can. We do a draw once a cruise that you can win a map of the destination you're traveling to. But other than that, there's it's not like all inclusive resorts where they say it's not required and then you get there and everyone is given gratuities. They truly are included when you're on board.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I
So
love
this
that
is
line.
my favorite promotion of the year. Take your sweetie to Tahiti.
Oh,
Just started today. And in conjunction with this, we have up to $500 shipboard credit on a stateroom. And then plus there's a bottle of champagne. We serve real champagne because we're French.
yes.
And chocolates in your stateroom as well. So that's as long as they book before the 16th of February
Okay.
that's included. And there is there's particular dates that it's in conjunction with, but there's an awful lot of voyages that it's inclusive with. But Kathleen, you have all the information on that, so they can reach out to you and get more specifics about that as well.
Absolutely.
So that was a lot of information, I think, in a short period of time. Meru means thank you, and I do want to thank you. I appreciate just the opportunity to speak with you, Kathleen, again, and talk to folks about French Polynesia, Pogo Gang cruises. I will mention quickly as well that you are affiliated with Travelo, who's affiliated with Virtuoso, of course, which is a large organization, that you have many dates, that you have additional shipboard credits and additional offers because of that relationship as well, which is great. So we've been partnered with Virtuoso and with Travelo for many, many years, and I
Many
for sure
years,
appreciate working with you and with them.
yeah. And if your dates are flexible, we absolutely could find some that's going to maximize the value of that of your stay. So that's incredible to be able to offer those things. I love making my clients' day by saying, "Oh, by the way, if you go on this date, you're going to get this extra 300, 400 and up dollars, just for being my client and coming on board." So it's nice to get those
Yeah.
perks. So yeah,
Yeah, for
absolutely.
sure.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for putting that together. That was just incredible. I love seeing Tahiti and I love learning more about cruises and especially Pogo Gan. So thank you again.
My pleasure. It
Yes.
was great to see you. Take care.
You as
I
well.
will, I'll see you soon.
Will do. And everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's cruise chat with Vicky. It was really nice to see some of those gorgeous itineraries. Some of those incredible destinations, and I just love some of the pictures and the thought that it's even more beautiful in person than it is in the pictures is just making me want to go. Like, that's incredible, my goodness. So if you guys are interested in going to Paul with Paul Gauguin to the French Polynesia, please reach out to me. info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. I would love to get you on board. And remember, I have those relationships with the people in the industries. Plus, I can get you the best price and the best value and promos that are possibly out there. So make sure that you reach out to me. Next week, I'm going to be meeting with Panant Cruises, which is actually kind of interesting because Panant and Paul Gauguin have the same parent company. So that's kind of interesting. They kind of team up a lot. So it's kind of neat that I'm meeting with them back to back. So I'm going to be meeting with Panant Cruises, and we're going to be looking at some of their just beyond amazing itineraries and some of their specials because they've been in the business a long time as well. So if you enjoyed this week's cruise chat, please like and subscribe to our channel. Thank you so much, guys, and we will see you next week or on board. Bye for now.